Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and for this week's episode, we're live from BroadwayCon!
Yeah.
We're conveniently located at booth 330, where we're contributing to the con. Running a raffle contest and selling conceptual Broadway merch. All three of us can confirm that this year's continuation of the con is awesome. Everyone here has a concrete, contagious, and confident love of theater. We're all connected through this love of art, and this is where we've all convened. We've seen concise costumes, a consortium of swag, and a convergence of Broadway royalty. So there's no controversy here. So stop watching Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan, get down from the conifer tree, and refrain from Googling what Jennifer Connelly is up to, because we can't contain our excitement. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
Joining us today is the usual contemporary conquistadors.
Oh, so it wasn't.
Including Kevin Contemplating Conjunctions Jaeger.
I hate you. I can't believe that just happened.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yeah, stay hydrated today.
Oh, yeah. And joining us for our first BroadwayCon guest is Crutchy from Newsies and your star of Tuck Everlasting, Andrew Keenan Bolger.
You're going to be such a good dad. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. We're at BroadwayCon.
Is this your first time here?
This is my second BroadwayCon. Yeah. Okay. So I was here for the first one last year.
Okay.
It's much earlier for me to be getting wasted.
Yeah.
Than I think the last time that I was on the podcast.
So, we're at BroadwayCon, but I do have a flask of whiskey.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it, you do?
I do.
It is holding like, out on me.
Meanwhile, to the listeners, it's 11 a.m.
And I'm on my fifth bottle of water.
I just can't disappoint.
Not good at mornings.
If anybody wants them, just let me know. Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
You can follow Andrew. Can you tell him Twitter?
Yeah, sure.
And
Keenan Blogger.
Great.
I'm a blogger, but my last name's Bolger. Get it?
Yay! I love that.
Yes, of course.
So, this is your second year at BroadwayCon.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I guess, from your point of view, where people are here to see you specifically, or they kind of see you walk on the floor and they get super excited, what is it like for you, and is there a memorable story that you have from either this year or last year?
Yeah, I mean, this is the type of thing that I would have gone freaking bananas for if I were not even in this business. The fact that I get to be a guest of BroadwayCon is great, because I'm just saving on my ticket price, because I would totally be here. I'm the biggest musical theater nerd, and to get to freaking nerd out with 5,000 other people is the greatest. It's judgment free. There are people cosplaying as hilarious deep cuts of musical theater. It's totally a sight.
Did you see Meow Alexander Hamilton?
No.
He is right across from
us.
Oh
my gosh.
Literally half cat.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's Cat Alexander Hamilton.
He's Meow Alexander.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
Kind of amazing.
Right?
I do love when you're on a panel and you have to call on people and you're yes, Evan Hansen in the front row. What's your question?
What a comfortable outfit that is to
cosplay. Oh, I know. And he's he's raising his cast in the air.
So
that's amazing.
Good.
Is there any cool stories of people coming up to you and saying hello, or a story that they've told you?
Well, I just, right before I came over here, I took a little Instagram picture with someone cosplaying as Crutchy.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
So that is a sort of mind meld.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Craziness.
Yeah,
that's
insane. So do you have a busy schedule when you're here, or do you have time for yourself?
I do. You know what? I try to schedule as much stuff as possible. It's an awesome opportunity to connect with fans, get your face out there. I'm also hawking my book because it comes out next week.
Do it right now.
So,
do it.
Yeah, I mean, guys, Jack and Louisa, Act 3. And we just did an exclusive release here at BroadwayCon.
So, that's awesome.
So cool.
I had never even held it before until I was signing it.
That's amazing.
It was crazy.
So those signed books you can get from the Drama Bookshop?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Indeed.
That's so cool. Should we play a game?
Yes, please.
Let's play a game.
Do you want to play Plot Points?
Yes. Plat points.
Plat points.
Plat points.
Game plat points. I thought it was like Ben Plat points.
Like oh, you get plat points.
For a good. Yeah.
That's so good.
So plat points. One cup is musicals. Uh-huh. One cup is show tunes.
Okay.
So you're going to grab
yes.
one from each. Whatever musical you get, give me that plot to the tune of said show tune from the cup.
Oh, this is a good mashup.
All right, Keenan Blogger.
Oh, we have to guess.
Oh, gosh.
This show takes place in Germany. It's with angsty kids.
Oh, my God, it's Unworthy of Your Love.
They get each other pregnant all the time.
It's Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening.
It's Spring Awakening.
Unworthy of Your Love for
Spring Awakening. All the time, yes.
They get each other pregnant all the time.
All the time. Like, left and right. All right, someone else.
Just continue. Kevin, you want to go?
I'll go. She married a dictator, and then she put her arms up and saluted a country.
Melania Trump?
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Avita
yeah.
tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you were telling us that
oh,
we
yeah,
would
tomorrow,
talk about
too.
That tomorrow.
Oh, no, tomorrow. You save it.
Melania I was like,
the
is
musical.
She going to be here?
Laura and Nancy, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll do the next
seriously.
One.
Seriously. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You each get 10 plat points.
10 plat points? The cave is full of wonders and filled with a lamp and gold.
It's Aladdin, too.
And he rubs it for a genie.
Yay. Yeah.
This is the dawning of the age of Aladdin.
So
age
good.
Of Aladdin.
Yay! 25 flat points.
All right, Kimberly, you're up.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Rannells, he was in this show.
It's something
he
from Cats.
He nominated for it's a Tony, maybe he won, I don't remember.
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon, too.
Yes.
The
Tiger?
Yes! I was like, that's something.
The curious cat, that Andrew Rannells.
Oh, I have a question for you.
A Rum Tum Mormon?
Yeah.
If you had to come to the Broadway con and cosplay as one of your past characters, which costume would you want to wear?
Oh, man. Probably some, like, random ensemble thing that I got cast in at Michigan when I was, like, really wanting to be a lead character. Oh, like, first helper in the pajama game. I was first. I was not second.
And
so,
then be really upset when people don't realize you're first helper.
Oh, God.
That's so good. You want a button or a sticker?
Yeah, man. Can I have a button for my lanyard?
Yeah, but we are going to have our merch on the website. Tote bags, koozies, buttons,
totes
magnets, totes bags. So definitely look out for those. But Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Of
thank
course.
You, man.
You guys are the best.
Thank
friend
you.
Of the show.
I was going to say, am I now a friend of the show?
Yeah.
This is,
yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Right.
No, well, now you have the button. You're definitely a friend of the show.
Oh, definitely. And it's upside down.
That's right.
It's just like in true Broadway way style.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrew, your button is drunk.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you so much. Hey guys, it's Kimberly. As you know, I love games on our podcast, and our booth at BroadwayCon is right next to the Be a Broadway Star game, and I'm here with...
Chris. How's it going, guys?
Can you tell me about the game?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was created by Broadway producer Ken Davenport in 2011.
That makes sense.
Yes. And so he created a game. It's the only one on the market right now. Essentially, it's like Life. You start an acting school, the game of Life. You start an acting school working
it's exactly like Life.
Exactly. Exactly. You start your way in acting school and make your way to the Hall of Fame by answering trivia, by acting out songs and scenes and dances.
I got through my life with trivia, so.
Absolutely. It's always my go-to at cocktail parties. As I'm sure it is for you guys, too.
Oh, absolutely. All right, guys, check out Be a Broadway Star. Bye.
So it's me, Kevin, and Kimberly now.
Hey.
Hi.
So this is our first Broadway con, and what have you guys? It's kind of crazy, right?
Yes. Kevin learned how to dance like a cat this morning.
I did. I did. The dance captain for Cats was here teaching people how to do the Jellicle ball, and so I learned how to dance like a cat. I did a bunch of processional dances and some butt flips and flicks, butt flicks.
I believe it was called a naughty bottom.
There was a naughty bottom that was one of the moves, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I was pretty excited about it.
You really naughtied that bottom.
I killed it.
Now we've been watching someone get turned into Elphaba for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
so
this person is being painted.
Does Elphaba get overtime for the makeup chair?
Probably.
No, I just think it's really fun here. The energy here is so much fun. It's just like there's just so much genuine love for the theater and what people do, and people are walking around in crazy costumes. We're right now looking at somebody who's half cat, half Hamilton, so they're Meow Alexander Hamilton.
That makes sense to me.
But it's just so incredible that, like, this is a place people can come who just absolutely head over heels are in love with theater.
A lot of Elizas, a lot of Angelicas, a lot of a ton of Something Rotten. Actually, someone...
Yeah,
Soothsayer! Walking by us. Very cool.
The MC from Cabaret came and sprayed money on us.
Yeah, while we were
made
with
it rain.
Andrew. That was awesome.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, BroadwayCon is super fun. Yeah. It's just like, there's so many things to learn about, so many things to see, some cool swag to get. Not just the Broadwasted swag, but like, there's some really cool swag all over the place. We're next to, we're close to the Dramatist Publishing, and they're going to have some like awesome playwrights come over and sign stuff.
So is there anything that you guys have seen this week?
Seen this week.
Or are you going to see anything that you're excited for?
I'm seeing Waitress on Tuesday, finally.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Before Jesse leaves.
Exactly.
Good call.
Yes. I'm very interested because people love it. People are so on it. I've only heard a few people that really didn't like it, so
yeah,
I'm interested to see.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of the cast is changing over, so
you want to see.
It might be a different show than what you saw versus...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'll be very interesting.
So, I'm excited to talk about it.
Kevin, do you have anything coming up, or did you see anything?
Honestly, I've been going through the archives of Broadway, or Broadway HD.
Oh, cool.
I've been watching Broadway
today.
Like,
watching
some of the... Like, there's some really amazing plays that I wish I had seen, like Blessed Child is on there, like things that I wish I had seen and missed when it was in New York. So I'm kind of like going through some of my Broadway and off-Broadway regrets on Broadway HD. So I really recommend, if you are not in the New York area and want to experience some of the magic of New York theater, check out Broadway HD.
Cool. So we do want to give a huge thank you to Agile for sponsoring our Broadway Con. We couldn't have done this without you guys. Kimberly has a few words.
We're sponsored by Agile Network, who is a proud sponsor of the arts and new and cool technologies just like us and podcasts in general. Agile Network and its customers, most of which have delivered to you. Anyway, Agile Networks is a leading provider of shipping systems to warehouses. So if you've ever gotten anything in the mail, chances are it was shipped to you by Agile Networks. So just give them a huge thank you for supporting us, the arts and budding technologies, because that is their field. And for a no-obligation shipping assessment, visit agile-network.com or call 866-686-2445. And that is agile-network.com. Call today to ship better and save money.
Hashtag shipping for the arts. So thank you, Agile. And we'll be back.
Guys, it is Kimberly live at BroadwayCon with Alana Levine from the Little Known Facts podcast.
Hi, everybody from BroadwayCon world.
And I wanted to ask her, what have you seen this week?
So I was at CSC for the opening night of The Liars, a David Ives play. And if you know the timing, all of his stuff is hilarious. And this is sort of a rethinking and modernizing of Molière, and sort of, it's all an iambic pentameter and rhyming couplet. And Kelly Hutchinson, who plays two parts in this play, gives one of, like, sort of an homage to Carol Burnett, one of the funniest performances I've seen on stage in a very long time.
She fell downstairs for 20 minutes?
She had me falling downstairs laughing for 20 minutes, but it is absolutely beautifully acted, full-on farce, and with what's going on in the world right now, you need to go into a theater, laugh hysterically, gather yourself with, you know, new reserves to get back out on the streets and fight. So it was just the most... I went with Judy Kuhn, who I am always her opening night date. I feel very lucky to be her plus one. And she's at Broadway Con.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Have a good con.
Hi, and we're back. Again, it's Kimberly, Kevin.
And Brian.
And me. But we also have Jay Armstrong Johnson with us.
Jay Armstrong Johnson.
What's up, you guys?
Hey. Thanks for joining us at Broadway Con.
Hey, Broadway Con.
Broadway Con.
Absolutely.
What? What's Broadway Con?
It's a con in which Broadway is.
That's right.
Oh, you know, so it's a bunch of con men? Is it Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
Are we just here for Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
I got a story.
Perfect.
I'd like to
tell.
Do you know anything about Catch Me If You Can?
I know all the things about Catch Me If You Can.
Did he catch them if he could?
He eventually got caught, but then because he was so good at being a con man, the FBI hired him as like a con man finder.
Spoiler
yeah,
alert.
It's White Collar.
Yeah, totally.
It's White Collar. It's White Collar, the musical, but also yeah, Catch Me If You Can, the musical. Right. Great.
Oh, let's do it. White Collar, the musical.
Don't forget you can follow Jay at J_A Johnson.
J_A_Johnson. I know, it's really annoying.
You don't need underscores anymore. It will find people without the underscores now.
Oh, like with
genius. Faces?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Twitter's changing, man. Twitter is changing.
That's on Twitter and Instagram, by the way.
I have a question for Jay.
What's up?
So, at this Broadway con, Jay, there's a lot of people cosplaying characters.
Totally.
If you could cosplay any character and have, like, the perfect costume, who would it be?
Oh, my God, that is such a good question. Oh, yeah. God, I don't even know. I mean, I just walked in and someone was dressed as the two eels from Little Mermaid, and they were
Flotsam and Jetsam?
Yeah, Flotsam and Jetsam, and they were even on the like, wheelies with the little wheels in their shoes, and they had light-up costumes. I mean, really, really good work. But, I mean, it would probably be something in drag, so I would probably want to go for, like, a Norma Desmond or, you know, something very severe.
I can picture you with the whole Norma Desmond turban.
Yeah, right.
Or, like, Little Edie.
Or Little Edie, even. Very good. I also really enjoy primates, like monkeys, and so, you know, Norma has a monkey, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense
so
to me.
So I'd really like
or
to,
a Wickersham
like,
brother.
Yeah, that's
so
a good one. That's a
Norma
good one.
Desmond or a monkey.
Right. Or Norma Desmond with her monkey, you know, just how...
Or Norma Desmond as a monkey.
Oh. We're getting places.
Yeah. Do you want a sip of whiskey?
Oh my god. Sure. Right before my LGBT panel.
Yes.
On the flask. Great.
Oh,
just
I thought I was
going to
do this
courage.
Sober. Oh, that was delicious. Well, it is broad wasted.
Absolutely. We don't mess around.
So I just turned 21.
Us too.
So do you have any fun stories from any of your autographing or your photograph booths?
Well, right now I am covered in eau de coffee because in one of my autograph booths, one of my fans came out from behind the table, knocked over my coffee, and it landed all over my lanyard and a couple of photos that I'd gotten from a different fan. And so now I smell like Starbucks coffee with soy milk.
Delicious.
Sounds delicious.
It was
very delicious.
Actually, doesn't. I don't like coffee.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I love it. I'm hyped up on it right now.
Me too.
I'm gonna have to get another one after that shot of whiskey you just gave me.
So do you find yourself, when you're here, do you find yourself as more of like a fanboy, or do you find yourself kind of being come up to more? Like, how do you find, like, your perspective on this?
I kind of came here and they, like, escorted me directly to, like, my autograph and photograph booth. Uh-huh. And so I, like, kind of felt like, you know, the star of Broadway Con. But the last couple of hours I've had nothing to do. So I've just been walking around being a literal fan of Broadway Con. Yeah. And thinking, like, if this was around when I was a kid, I would be freaking out. And it's around now and I'm still freaking out. You know, I mean, I'm running into Leslie Margarita and I'm seeing, like, Natalie Weiss and, like, other friends from the past. And I'm like, hey, you guys, we have our own con now. Like, it feels cool.
Who did you, like, kind of geek out the most?
Probably geeked out the most when I saw Donna Murphy. She's just so strikingly gorgeous.
Where is she? Do I need
Kevin
to get
just blew
up?
She was literally just in the green room. She, like,
what?
Waltzed in all of her, like, gorge beauty.
But it's not
and
Tuesday.
I, like, choked up a little bit.
I know. What is she doing?
Oh, my God. She's here. She's probably about
is
to
she
do
is she wearing the red dress from the Sondheim 80th birthday concert?
She's not, but her blowout looks fierce. I'm pretty sure she's probably at an autograph and photograph booth right now, but gotta love her.
My eyes just got real big for that one.
No,
Donna Murphy.
Donna freaking Murphy.
It's passion right there.
Kevin almost got him and ran away.
Let's go down the line. If you met them today, if you saw them today, who would you just, like, lose it?
Bette Midler.
I'm going to say Norm Lewis, because one time I was behind him in line for something, and I, like, couldn't handle it.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, for Tuck Everlasting.
We saw him.
And I was just like anyone else, I would have been like, oh, hey. And I was just like, I'm just going to, you're pretty.
Kevin, sorry, who would you freak out at?
Donna Murphy.
Probably, I mean, I'm already kind of freaking out Donna Murphy right now, but I have to say that if Patti LuPone walked up to the booth, I would want her to either, like, spit on me or punch me in the face, and it would be, like, the greatest thing that ever happened today.
Just pull out your cell phone.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry. I'll say hi in a second.
Just eat some popcorn in her face.
Yes. I'll just tell her that I'm Angelina Weber, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What about you?
So
Brian
good.
Sentimental.
Brian Stokes?
I wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean, the real answer is Laura Benanti, but, like, if I saw Brian Stokes Mitchell, like, he's just everything.
Do you know my story about meeting Brian Stokes Mitchell?
Wasn't it like a sandwich shop or ice cream shop?
No. I was like working the door of an opening night party, taking tickets.
Totally not the story I thought.
And
it was.
The elevator broke.
A sandwich shop?
With him and his wife and a whole bunch of other people in it. And like I was taking tickets and putting people in the elevator. And then the elevator didn't work. So like 3 times in a row, the elevator door just opened and Brian Stokes Mitchell was like, "Hey guys, still here."
Oh my God.
I think he was like, "Hey guys, still here."
No, he speaks in my register. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He talks like this, but he sings like this.
That would
like
be
this.
The best kept secret ever of Broadway. Brian Stokes Mitchell, actually soprano.
Before we play a game, you have 2 concerts coming up.
Yeah.
Tell us about those. Tell us about it, Stud.
My very first solo concert I ever did was at Birdland back when I was like 23, 24. And so I'm going back to Birdland. I'm revisiting a bunch of musical theater tunes from my past. Megan Picerno, who played Cunegonda.
Who's that?
Your roommate.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be a guest artist of mine. Chip Zine, who was the original baker in Into the Woods, is going to be a guest artist as well. Alicia Umfrist, who I played opposite in On the Town, is joining me for a tune.
Oh, nice.
I believe that Elizabeth Stanley and Clyde Alves will also be joining me for my finale number. As well as Alicia. So that's at Birdland on February 6th, Monday night, February 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. It should be very fun. And because Candide was such a critical success, the head of
New
York...
Oh, we didn't tell you. It was awesome.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
It was too much fun. I miss it a lot. I'm having withdrawals since we've left it.
Here,
but
have some alcohol.
So go back.
Thank you. Excuse me while I take another shot of whiskey.
Delicious.
But now... because Candide went so well, Michael Capasso of New York City Opera has asked me and Megan Picerno to headline a Valentine's concert at Lincoln Center at the Appel Room.
That's the beautiful room that overlooks.
Yeah, the like gorgeous, like 600 seat, like
that's
the
beautiful.
You can get
with
married
the windows
there.
That overlook.
You can get married there.
And so we're doing like a bunch of like love tunes. You know, a little Sondheim set here. You know, probably revisit some Candide songs. So it'll be a little
sounds
Candide
amazing.
Reunion.
It sounds like the best of all possible concerts.
That's right.
So that's all possible Valentine's days.
So that'll be on February 14th at the Appel Room. Tickets are on sale via, like, New York City Opera.
You have a busy February, sir.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be hanging and making music.
I have an idea. Let's play a game.
Let's
do it. Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to play a quick round of show cards heads up. Now that we just had an epic trading session
of our show cards.
Can you
talk about that, Kimberly? Because that was the craziest thing I ever saw in my whole life.
So I just put my whole pack of show cards out on the table, and all of a sudden, I had 12 binders full of cards shoved in my face, going, "What do you want for this? What do you want for this?" And I was like, "Ah!" And so then I just put all the cards I didn't really care about in the middle and said, "One for one trade."
No way.
It was so fun.
And Brian and I pulled the classic, like, dad move where we're like, "Mom's in charge." So we just had Kimberly doing it. So these kids like, "Can we trade this?" We're like, "Ask Kimberly. She's in charge."
It was so good.
I need to take a picture of me Alexander Caddington. Me Alexander Caddington.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Oh, my God. He looks awesome.
Can you take a picture? Can we take a picture?
Hey, you can't show up to Broadway Con and not expect to get photographed. You look fierce. This guy just meowed at
us. Can you
take
a picture with us? Come on back.
I love this.
Alexander Caddington.
Yeah.
His name is Alexander like Caddington. Oh.
That's incredible.
Thanks, man.
So good.
Thank you.
I can't deal with you right now.
Ooh, fans, we love them.
Hey. Anthony.
Hey, what's
up,
dude?
Man? How are you?
You were so freaking good in your show, man. No, I was obsessed. You made me cry.
Hey, hop on the end. You want to talk?
Can I say hi?
Come say hi.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Anthony Rosenthal.
I'm having
a great time at BroadwayCon.
What were you just in on Broadway, Anthony?
I was in Falsettos.
Woo! Yeah, he was one of the stars of Falsettos. He was so good, you guys.
I have a ribbon that says, "I went to Jason's Bar Mitzvah, and all I got was this tear-stained ribbon."
And I love that one.
It's my favorite.
Very real.
Yo, congrats on your show, dude. You were brilliant.
Thank
so
you.
Good.
You really
I'm a huge
were.
Fan.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, of course. Woo. Anytime.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
We're going to play a game.
Let's
play a game. Yeah. So, anyway, huge Lights of Broadway trading session. So, I have all of these new cards that I haven't seen yet.
So, did you trade ones that you had doubles of? Is that like why
yeah,
you traded
or
them?
Just like because just, like, we play games with them, okay. We've gone through the pack so many times that I was like, let's just refresh it.
Amen.
So, ready?
So, we're guessing?
All three of us
are giving
clues.
Right.
And I'm guessing.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Alex Brightman.
Alex Brightman.
It's Alex Brightman.
No. It's the show he was
School
in.
Rock?
Yeah. Okay. It's Upside Down. She's in Dear Evan Hansen right now. She plays Evan's mom.
And she was also
Jennifer Laura Thompson.
The other one.
There's another mom.
Three names. She was also in Hair with Me and the replacement.
What? It's Ross and
Rachel.
Not yes. a C, uh-huh. but a
Faye Lewis.
No.
What?
Mr. Oh, Blank and me.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay.
Bette Midler is in it, but not on Tuesdays. Right. Yeah.
Not on Tuesdays.
I'm married to Danny Burstein.
Rebecca Luger.
Yes. She's in 2 and a Half Men. She plays Charlie Sheen's mom.
I've never seen
she's
that.
She's in Anne. She dates the chick from American Horror Story.
The blank tunnel to get into the city.
Lincoln.
Other one.
Holland.
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Okay.
flip it. Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Neil Patrick Harris.
The guy who wrote it, and he's... And
John Cameron Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm not, like, not showing
it's all right.
Soliloquy.
Soliloquy.
Here's them.
Yeah. Merry-go-round.
All right, I'll do one more.
I have no idea.
Pass.
All right, that's the end, then.
Oh, right.
All three was like,
Bob Gunton.
Bob Gunton.
Stage and screen star Gunton is best known to theater audiences for originating the role of Juan Perón in Evita.
Oh yeah, we failed that one. Sorry. Right. We're going to remember that one forever.
Forever. Six, seven. Who thinks they can get to seven?
Oh, God. I'm going to be terrible.
Okay.
He's a choreographer.
Jerry
Mitchell.
He's choreographing Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He also did on the 21st Century.
I forget his name.
There's a singer named Belinda Blank. Same last name.
I don't know.
This is a cabaret space that's very bougie. And they also have the Tony party after parties
room.
There. Like the
not a truck, but a
bus.
Or
no.
What's or the other thing?
Car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andrew Carmellini. I don't know why I said
what?
That.
That's, is that a word?
No.
No. Blank Lovett. Like, who married Julie Roberts?
Blank Lovett.
I gotta pass that.
All right, okay. Passing. We're passing.
That was Warren Carlyle.
same card. Pass.
Warren Carlyle.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Idina Menzel's vehicle.
Sliding Doors.
Yeah. Again.
Sliding Doors.
Oh, she was just here
the
on
human.
The main
she won
stage.
The Tony last year.
Oh, for the Humans Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joan something?
Jane.
Jane Hodgman.
We just totally...
Howdy Shell. Jane Howdy Shell.
Yeah, that okay. was her.
She was the original Roxy.
Gwen
whatever
Burton.
Little ones, yep.
She's,
Live at the Liberty.
I'm still here.
Tights and a oversized white button-up.
Yeah. Who still wears hats?
What? She also played Bernadette.
Does anyone still wear a hat?
Come on. Rise!
She talks like this.
Oh, Elaine Stern.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, a writing team.
Patsy and Paul.
No, another one.
They wrote Fiddler.
Older.
Oh, Sheldon Harnick and his writing partner. I forget his name.
It's a character in Wicked. Uh-huh. The one
it's
that loves Nesteros.
It's also a writing title of show. Blank and Harnick, we're writing Tenderloin.
I don't remember. I can't remember his name.
Wicked, the character, he's like the little one. That,
Bach.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Bach and Harnick and Bach. I knew that. Yeah.
Okay,
last one.
More.
Last one.
Oh, the original.
Grisabella.
Oh, Betty Buckley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hometown hero, Fort Worth,
that
Texas.
Was, these new cards are... Because my brain is thinking about the old cards.
Yep.
And like...
I'm like...
This
Michael
game
Bennett.
Is
Michael Bennett.
That was intense.
I'm not really hot. Did it get hot in here?
It got a little hot.
It gets hot.
I got four... Twice five, we seven. We tied.
Seven. Nice. Okay.
Great.
I love
who else
that.
Thinks I can get seven?
All right. I'll try.
One more?
Right. I'll try.
Laura Osnes.
Yes. And she has a slipper.
Cinderella?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cinderella?
I can't see.
Oh,
he was in Producers.
Oh, Snoopy. Frankenstein.
He was in Disaster.
Roger Bart.
Yes.
She was in Christmas Eve.
Inherata.
Yes.
Oh, he was in Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Oh, yes.
Many parts.
He was the lead.
April Blank.
Jefferson Mays.
Yes.
Ooh, he Shuffle Along.
Choreographed it?
He's
yes.
a tap dancer.
Savion Glover.
Yes.
So intense right now.
Oh, he doesn't look like his card at all.
Also Gentleman's Guide, right?
Gentleman's Guide. The other, yeah.
Yeah. He was in Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
I'm gonna have to pass this.
Light red is what kind of color?
Pink?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pink.
And a pig makes what kind of meat?
Pink bacon.
Yeah.
Passing.
Exactly.
Okay, pass. Oh,
I get
not oh, Garland, but...
Oh, yeah. Blank.
Judy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Judy.
And H-I blank.
Also,
H-I-J
my name starts with
blank,
this letter.
Elemental P.
Coon.
No.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Very similar.
Just the letter.
K.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he was in Holiday Inn and High School Musical.
We're all this together, yeah.
All right. All right.
We're good.
All right. This is a stressful game.
All right, Kevin, you want to try?
I love that they're all upside down.
No! Yeah,
we got nine because you weren't guessing anymore.
All right, here we go.
Wait, no, I think two of you passed, though.
All right, here we go.
You're right.
So you got
okay,
seven.
Kevin, go.
I just got seven.
Go.
Oh, is the one I couldn't get.
Brian couldn't get.
Warren Carlisle.
Yeah. he wrote falsettos.
William Finn.
Yeah.
Oh, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
Sondheim.
Oh,
no,
the
actor.
Sweeney, the actor.
George Hearn.
The other one.
No.
The original. Ben Carew?
Yeah.
Carew?
Yeah.
Hamilton
and
a Bronx
Tale.
She's the bullet.
Ariana DeBose?
Yeah.
DeBose's name?
In Transit.
Telly Lund?
Other one.
In Transit, he got fired
Justin
for the reply.
No, the other one.
No, the guy in the suit.
Oh, James Snyder.
Yeah. You get so excited.
I know.
Oh, you love her.
Aida.
She's
Anita.
Oh,
you made me get this card.
Heather Hadley.
Yeah.
Again.
Sweeney.
Not
same Sweeney.
Oh, Len Carew. Carew.
Same card.
Same card.
Len Carew.
Yeah, it's really
different every time.
Carew.
Bronx Tale. Bullets Over Broadway. Waitress.
Nick Cordero.
Yeah.
Killing it, bitches.
The director of Sweeney Todd, the concert that I did.
And Merrily We Roll Along, original cast, but also the documentary... He has a panel, I think, today or tomorrow.
It rhymes with Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Price?
Yeah. Well, not Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg.
I couldn't get him. It's the same card.
Okay.
It's Warren Carlisle again.
Warren Carlisle?
All right, and I think that's the reset.
I think we
ended
up.
I win, because I got 100.
Oh, what a game.
You got 100?
Well, thanks for joining us, Jay.
Yeah, this is so fun.
You can follow him at J_A_Johnson.
We don't need the underscores anymore.
I know, yeah. That is the name.
I think it's
February 6th and February 14th. You can go see him in two concerts. One is at Birdland. The other is at Lincoln Center. Get tickets for those. Thanks for joining us and enjoy BroadwayCon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yay, BroadwayCon. Yay, BroadwayStay. Thanks, you guys.
Hey, this is Brian, live from BroadwayCon. We are currently at our trading session of Lights of Broadway cards. We have a very special friend of the show guest here, Jeremy Jordan.
My name is Rob McClure. I don't know who Jeremy Jordan is.
So, were you here last year or is this your first year here?
It's my first year. Last year I was supposed to come, but I got snowed out.
Oh,
as
right, the
many,
blizzard.
As many did. So, here I am.
What's your experience been like? I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, do you feel like Chris Evans walking through, like, a Marvel-oriented Comic-Con?
Yes. No, I feel like Jeremy Jordan walking through a Broadway-oriented Comic-Con. But no, it was, yeah, it's kind of nuts. I have, like, a security detail walk me around. It's fun, though.
Cool.
It's good.
Jim?
I didn't think I was going to get to,
Jim,
like...
right?
Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy as well. Your own
security guard, his name is Jeremy.
That's cool.
His name, I don't know what his name is, but I made him wear Jeremy. Just like when people call out my name, he can wave at them, and I'll pretend like I didn't hear.
So good.
No, his name's really Jeremy.
Cool. So you're in Vancouver filming Supergirl.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the experience of kind of working with Kevin Smith, directed that most recent episode. Tell us a little bit about that.
Kevin's crazy, man. He's like one of those directors that after every take, he makes everybody applaud.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So after we finish a take, or after we finish a scene, he'll, like, everybody will applaud and be like, yeah, that was awesome.
Cool.
He's, like, such a fanboy, so it was really fun. We're doing good.
Cool.
He's coming back, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's going to do 17.
Cool. Any funny stories from today? Just, like... fans coming over and any
lots
like,
of
good ones?
Lots of really awkward hugs, which are my favorite kind. lots of requests for strange poses.
Uh-huh. Do you like sell papes with people?
I didn't sell any papes, no.
Uh-huh.
Most people were super cool.
Yeah.
But they were but it was really exciting, yeah. My face hurts a lot.
Yeah.
I'm smiling.
Yeah.
So gonna have some really refined cheek moments going on for like the next couple weeks.
Cool.
Yeah. So I don't have to do any face exercises for a while.
Awesome.
I'm good.
And we can talk about Newsies coming out in theaters February 16th.
Yeah,
the 16th.
No, yeah.
Fathom Events, right?
Fathom Events. Theater near you, wherever you are.
What was it like to step back into the role after being away from it for a while?
It was crazy, man. It was like an old shoe that, like, you had to kind of wear in for a second, but then it was good.
Cool. Yeah.
It's like an old leather shoe that was out in the rain, but then you
It's a little squishy.
It's a little squishy. But then you gotta, you're like, oh, okay, here we go.
Awesome.
Your feet stink a little bit afterwards,
yeah, yeah,
but like, well, it was fun wearing it.
Shoe.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun stomping around in the rain.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for stopping by. And then, guys, February 16th, you can see Newsies in theaters, but also watch Supergirl on Monday nights on the CW. Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah.
How does this stop? Kimberly, how do you stop this?
And we're back, live from BroadwayCon, and with us right now are the lovely ladies from the Hamilcast!
Hey, girls!
Hi! Hello.
Welcome. Introduce yourself. Tell us your instant social media handles.
Hi, I'm Jillian. I'm at Jillian with a G, like W-I-T-H-A-G. That's my personal thing.
Oh, that's
and,
funny.
Yeah, on everything. Thanks. It's hilarious. Yeah. I've had to tell people that my entire life. Jillian, oh, it's with a G.
I'm Brian with a Y.
And then they just look up the Jillian with the J name, and I'm like,
and
I've said it 500 zillion times. And then our podcast is The Hamilcast, and we are at The Hamilcast on everything.
I'm Bianca, and my personal handles are underscore Bianca Jean underscore, and that's Jean with a J.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Broadwasted.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Well, I guess we'll start with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What's this in front of me?
Oh, so we have two flasks.
Great.
The first one is a Sazerac rye. That's in the silver. And in the gold is a bronze, really, is a Baldini.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. This is a podcast.
It is a mixed metal flask, technically.
That's true.
It is a rose gold and gold.
Yes. Thank you, girl getting married.
And we can choose?
Yeah, whatever you want.
I'll take this one because it's in my hand.
Great.
It's the rye.
I think that's lovely.
It's delicious.
I think I'm going to go for the rye as well.
Yeah,
but I just have my water bottle, so I'm going to be real classy and just pour it in there.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I like
that.
Yeah, of course.
Bottoms up, ladies.
So before we play a game.
Oh, I can just drink from the flask?
Yeah.
I'm passing on over.
Before we play a game, I'd love to hear about kind of how you guys started Hamilcast.
Okay. Actually, it's good timing. This happens to be our year anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
It's been the anniversary week for us all week.
That's awesome.
Yes. Basically, about a little over a year ago, Jillian sent me a text message, said, hey, why don't we start a Hamilton podcast? One doesn't exist yet. And we had always been talking back and forth about Hamilton all the time, using references in our texts, just not literally nonstop.
Oh.
And so I said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then a couple days, that was a Tuesday. The following Saturday, we recorded our first episode. And then that next Monday, we put out our first episode.
No, we put it out that Saturday.
We did. You're right.
I was too excited. So we started.
We didn't even wait.
I was nervous that it was going to start to exist, like, in the time that we recorded.
We're like, if we sit on this till Monday, something's going to come up, so we need to put it out now.
So that first episode is totally unedited,
yeah,
except for like the intro.
I listened to it last night because I never
so
listened to the
raw,
first one.
Though, and those like
the audio gets much better.
And I'm super
That's
proud.
That's what we tell people too.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the progression because now it's just so much better. Now I have like song inserts and just fun references or whatever. But those first couple, like I can't listen to them because I would want to go back and re-edit them.
Oh, I.
So when I'm done,
I understand.
I'm done, right?
Our first episode with Lakrita, she's a wonderful guest. It's a good content episode,
sure,
but I can't listen to it.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't
We've had
do
things
it.
Like that, too, but it is really nice just to hear how much better, in just a year, you know, everything is
like the
really
true evolution
come along
of it
really
all.
Great.
It's an actual, you know, look at where we are, look at where we started situation.
Absolutely.
And when I started the podcast, I had not seen Hamilton.
Oh, interesting.
So
like
I was
me.
Like
Kevin.
So in my head, I was like, hey, well, not, and also just vocally, I just said it out loud. I was just like, well, that'll be like our two different perspectives.
Yeah, right? Probably like, it'll be someone who's seen the show and someone who hasn't.
Awesome.
So we're like, we'll just figure it out.
Yeah, and we did. And then by April, this amazing, generous listener purchased tickets to the Hamilton for us and wanted nothing in return but anonymity, which we will, of course, give that person.
But here on Broadway, so they're going to say it now.
Yeah. His name is Lin-Manuel Miranda. I wish. But yeah, so that was amazing, an amazing thing, and now we have both seen it several times, and it's fantastic, and we have cast members, and it's been, and now we're here at BroadwayCon with you lovely people.
Yeah,
and it's
been quite the anniversary week for us. It's really
bit of a week.
Pretty nicely. It's been hashtag bit of a week.
What's a memorable moment you had from this BroadwayCon that, you know, because you guys are the Hamilcast?
Someone who is a midwife told us that she listens to us as she brings babies into the world.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You guys are creating life.
It was, I was like, wait, our boy, like, us, like, just screaming references? Really? That's awesome. I hope it was, like, Javon McFerrin, or just, like, a cast member episode, I hope. But that was, I just couldn't believe it. We met these amazing girls who were, like, crying and shaking and just called us their heroes.
Cool.
One day I'll wake up and then I'll say, remember that awesome dream I had? It felt like a weekend. All these amazing things were happening. I can't believe
so
it.
So many people zero. It's
crazy.
That was pretty awesome. That was incredible. Those girls made my day, like, by far. And we got to participate in a panel here. I mean, last year I came to BroadwayCon.
Two panels.
That's
right.
Super cool.
Last year I came to BroadwayCon just as a nerdy fan.
Yeah.
And this year I'm on a freaking panel about a podcast that we started, and it's pretty surreal. It's pretty exciting, and it's been a really great time. Very, very, very fun.
What's the best costume you've seen?
All right. Well, there's this girl named Bridget. She's my favorite human on the planet. Okay. Last night we saw her, and she was a kick-ass T. Jeff, Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
And today, she's KG3, King George.
Yeah. Oh.
And she's
I didn't realize
awesome.
She was the same person.
Same.
Yes. I saw her today.
Yes. Person. She's awesome. And she's using
the same cane
that she was using for T. Jeff for King George.
That's
we
her scepter.
Posed for the picture with her a couple times.
Recycling,
she's like my
being
favorite.
Resourceful.
Very resourceful.
Same. Bridget, I love you if
she's
you're listening. I
all
love
in.
You.
All
so
in
good.
On her cosplay.
There. Awesome. Kids are taking this seriously.
These costumes are insane.
I did
not expect it.
If you didn't see her, you'll be asking yourself, what did I miss?
Are we all doing the David shuffle?
We can.
Yep.
I seem to be the James Bond.
I can get
on
the table and do the little booty hop.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Don't tempt me, guys.
Please.
Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I
grab that
flask real quick?
Yeah, please.
She's like, the broad-waisted part?
Might as well. Yeah, we're going to play heads up.
So I have to tell you, I have to describe who your card is?
Yes. And then do you want to, like, each get 30 seconds?
Sure,
and we'll see
perfect.
Who can get the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Loves it.
Spoiler alert, I'm going to lose.
Ready?
Yep. He is a director. He
doesn't look like his card.
Oh, Alex Timbers.
Yes.
What?
She's original Grisabella.
Betty Buckley.
Yes. She was in Waitress and Hands on a Hard Body.
Kiala Settle.
Yes.
I can't ever say her name.
Who hits the pain when they do the mambo? Who gets the pain when they go?
Damn Yankees.
Original Chicago.
Gwen Verdon.
Yes.
Wrote Fences.
August Wilson.
Yes.
Good job.
One,
getting
two,
it, right?
Three, four, five.
I'm
going to
be terrible because I knew all those, which means everything else I'm
Solomon
not going to
know. You're like, oh no.
I know that one.
Here we go.
Oh, wait,
all right. Let's see it, Brian. Come and
get a lunch.
Go. He was in Horton. He was Horton.
Chamberlain. Kevin Chamberlain.
She's married to Danny Burstein.
Rebecca Luker.
Yes. We just did her. She was in Chicago.
Gwen Verdon.
Not a rare card. Oh, stop.
Oh. I did not do well. Three. Great.
So Kimberly's winning.
Great.
I can't see. Directed Into the Woods. And
most
so
tons of Sondheim stuff.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
Blank and the Giant Peach.
James.
Mm-hmm.
And like blank Saul.
Lysol. James.
The smell of like trees.
Leaves.
What do you like your bathroom to smell
like? Christmas trees and what kind of
like
tree?
Like linen. Like just. Like, I'm thinking of those like
Febreze.
The Febreze
scent.
Like air Febreze things.
What? A blank cone.
James the Wine.
Yeah, you got it. Got it. Great. Next.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
You got it. Great. Next.
Great. Tiffy Diggs.
Got it. Great. Next.
So great.
How many did I get?
Keep going. Yeah, one more.
Renee Elise Goldsberry.
No, you got it.
Yay.
Great. One more.
Phil Bazoo.
You got it.
Yeah.
Wow. It was amazing how you got all the Hamilton cards.
It's crazy,
yeah.
Right?
It just is attracted to you.
I feel it. I just feel it in my
You're a Hamel magnet. A Hamelgit? A Ham magnet?
Hamel
magnet.
Oh, God.
A Ham magnet.
It's so stressful, right? Oh, she was in the play Anne. She is.
What tunnel do you get in to take?
Just gonna say
what tunnel?
Colin Taylor.
Yes.
Yes.
The Bullet.
Ariana DeBose.
Yes.
He was
Man in the Chair.
Yeah.
He wrote Drowsy Chaperone.
Oh right.
His first name is short for Robert.
Yes, he's the guy with two first names.
Yeah.
And his last name is long for Marty.
Newhart.
Bob.
Yes. Yeah. And then
Steve
Short.
Bright Star Steve's last name.
Blank Short.
Martin.
Yes. Bob Martin.
Bob
great.
Martin. Bob Martin. Again.
Same card.
Bob Martin.
You got it. Same card.
Again,
same card.
Oh my God.
Really?
These.
I know, right? Oh, you're fired.
Rhymes with Donnie.
We just did it, Donnie.
I had it.
Yes.
Original Dream Girl.
She was just in color purple.
She was going to do the inauguration
and
didn't.
She got a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Christmas is a what?
Dang it.
Jennifer Holliday.
Yes. Yep. Great.
Nailed it. Three Bob Martins.
That was crazy.
It's crazy.
That was a real thing that happened.
That was stressful,
listeners.
Huh?
Wow.
That was so stressful.
Tell us a little bit more about your podcast and where we can find you and what days you're actually coming out, not Saturdays.
Yeah, we come out every Monday. We have amazing cast members that have come on. Andrew Chappelle, Seth Stewart, Lexi Lawson, Michael Uwaye. Javon McFerrin.
Awesome.
Jake and non-cast Whitten Johnson. Members, too.
Yes.
We had Anthony Rapp, Alana Levine.
Cool.
Scott Wasserman, who is the beatmaster.
Yep.
He likes to be called the Ableton programmer. That's the professional name, but I call him the beatmaster. So. It's like he's the guy who really programmed all of the sounds that an orchestra can't make. So all the cool,
yes.
He's awesome.
That's very cool.
A lot of great social media people that are related to Hamilton. Hamilton Squad. Hamilton is dogs. Kath does ham. And then
ham
sometimes,
wing.
Yeah, the ham wing. Sorry, Lizzie, you're amazing. And then sometimes when we don't have amazing guests, we tackle a chapter in Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton that inspired. And so we try to tackle that chapter by chapter, which is kind of tricky because it's super dense and learning about the financial system.
Yeah. We take it one chapter at a time, very slowly, very steadily. We want to make sure that we're getting the information right, but we do little recaps and interject references and how it connects to the show. Sometimes it's exactly as it's portrayed in the show in a particular song. Sometimes it's completely different because things had to be changed for narrative flow. So yeah, we go through all that. It's a really interesting book. It's just, luckily, it's so large. It gives us a lot of material.
And we also have sometimes my best friend Ashley, who is a teacher at Harvey Milk High School, and she uses Hamilton to get her kids psyched on history. And
that's
she
awesome.
Actually very recently went to an EduHam. So we had someone who had a first-hand experience at an EduHam. And
that's super cool.
It was awesome.
And that's on iTunes?
It's on iTunes. It's everywhere.
Yep.
But you can go to thehamilcast.com. We're everywhere.
Yep.
Awesome.
At the Hamilcast on all the social media.
Yep.
You can check us out on iTunes, too.
And we have a fun announcement for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
One day. We are going to do a crossover with the Hamilcast. So Broadwasted and Hamilcast
live.
Together, live.
Yeah.
In a
bar.
So what we're going to do is listen to the first half on Monday. Listen to the second half on Tuesday with us. And it'll be an outrageous show with incredible guests.
It's going to be great. Yeah. We have to get the details out. But
yeah. We're just going to iron it out.
Get excited for it.
Alice Ripley will be there. What? Nope. No. Definitely not. Maybe. But, hey, we're saying this.
I mean, she
normal.
Might. We don't
know.
You know
it's said enough
she
times.
She may or may not
be there. She might just walk by.
She might just be in the bar hanging out. Well,
bring
no, no.
It up.
Thanks for joining us for a quick second here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And then we're excited for the full episode.
For the first of many crossover episodes.
Absolutely.
Yes. So excited.
I love this alliance. I'm really excited.
Okay.
We're
going to
candy.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. Cool.
You guys want that.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
It's Canadian candy.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're here with Andrew Bredis, our annoying actor friend, best friend.
Hey guys, thank you for having me back.
Annoying
yes.
Head of
a third time, I've now just grown into stalking you wherever you go.
But we stalk you too, so it works out.
It works out. It's a mutual stalking.
Yeah. We just end up at the same places by accident. We don't know where we're going.
Yeah. Although it's very calculated. I'm like, so you're going to be there? All right.
Great,
I'm going.
Great.
So, Andrew, this is your second Broadway Con. You were here last year, correct?
I was. I was in the Blizzard Con. I came last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So there's a gaming thing called BlizzCon.
Oh.
That is Blizzard. And anytime someone mentions the, Blizzard thing, I'm like, why is World of Warcraft at Broadway Con?
Although if there were...
I get it now.
If there were a con to randomly show up, it'd be this one. So,
we're going to have some background music, but I wanted to ask you, so last night you did the sleepover, correct?
I did.
Can you describe kind of what happened with that and kind of how you guys recovered from it?
Yeah, there was a Actors Equity wanted to make sure that all of the actors performing at the convention were under a business contract. And so a few of the, are we at a Nordstrom?
I know
this feels like just like random piano. Can we hear this in the background? Can they hear?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I hope you guys are enjoying the smooth vocals of Frankie Grande.
They're actually cheering for us.
He has better makeup than me on right now.
He does. Oh, I love it. It's great. Anyway, so there were a couple presentations at the convention that weren't going to be covered under Actors Equity, and they needed to be changed last minute. So one of them was, I believe it was a cabaret where a couple of performers were going to get up and sing some numbers, and instead they flipped that into this thing called the BroadwayCon Slumber Party, where David Alpert, I'm just laughing at the vocals. It's so funny. But anyway, David Alpert, who runs the main stage, he put together with Ben Cameron, who's a brilliant host, this kind of like variety show thing with the performers who were supposed to be there that night. And so I kind of popped up in to do basically Weekend Update style jokes in tweet form.
Yeah.
And then the audience voted on them.
They voted on the jokes?
Yeah, I did like 5 jokes, and they went up on the screen, and they all had a phone with an app that they could vote on my tweets.
That's super cool.
It was cool. And so the tweet I did had to do with Jeremy Jordan, and then I said, okay, guys, I'm going to tweet it now that we've all voted on this, and I tweeted it, and then they all retweeted it, and it was basically a way for me to be like, all right, I'll follow all 2,000 of you. I hope you follow me, and then retweet this tweet about Jeremy Jordan. But basically, I wrote about 10 jokes going in. 5 were allowed to be read, and then...
Oh, no. and then you shone bright like a diamond?
Yeah, and then I shine bright like a Frankie every single morning. I don't know if they can hear that, but...
I don't know, but I need a...
This is so funny.
So, but so it ended up being like a... It ended up being kind of one of those things that, like those random BroadwayCon events that pop up and happen, and then they're all like, we should do this next year. So, who knows? Maybe next year they'll be like, let's do the slumber party again. And it was great. And my favorite part of it actually was that, like, Lena Hall randomly just decided to, like, sing her entire number. She was dared to sing 8 bars of a number, and she just, like, just refused to stop. So she's squelching this song from Hedwig.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're trying to stop her. She's like, whatever, I guess I'm finishing it. And then she just did it. It was great.
That's amazing.
So good.
Should we play a game?
Yeah. Frankie Grande is belting out his life right now, 4 feet from us.
And he's living the Vita Grande, as you can hear. This is
oh
the thing.
God.
That was the thing.
The song was some girl out of the audience.
I was a fan of his on Breaking Brother or whatever.
Big Brother.
Breaking Brother.
We're Breakup Brother.
No, that's actually where they sell meth in a house.
I like that.
And you see what happens.
Cameras.
Yeah. It's a reality show about the meth addiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Should we play some plot points?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great.
Now that it looks like he's done singing, it's our turn.
So what's plot points? I don't
so
remember this one.
Plot points. I have 1 cup full of show tune titles, 1 cup full of musical titles. Like a show and a show tune.
Oh, yeah.
And then you will pick one from each. Describe to me the show you picked to the tune of the song that you picked.
This is the one that, like, gives my brain an aneurysm while I'm running listening to you guys. I'm like, I don't know if I knew this. And I always lose.
Yeah, so Brian gets to go first because he's the best at it. Set an example.
The song will go on forever. Oh, my God, is this song already over?
Well, tomorrow.
It's the longest song of all time. It's just me singing this song forever. There's a horse. I don't really know the plot of this show. That's why I know the one song.
Man of La Mancha?
No, it's from the same time error. Rodgers and Hammerstein, they wrote it. It's about horses that
Oklahoma.
You ride. You ride horses on this, and it goes around
a
and
carousel?
Around.
Carousel.
Yeah, carousel. Oh.
That's how you chose to use carousel with the song going
on forever?
I actually
don't really know a carousel.
I also said, you didn't say, like, I am a guy, and I beat my wife, and I'm okay with it, so is the audience, because it's 1943.
But then he commits suicide.
I love
that part.
Spoiler alert. Like, when she asks, and she's like,
well, he doesn't do it in
okay
the movie.
If he hits you hard, you don't feel it? She's like, yes. And you're like, that's so romantic. Like, That's not romantic.
I have many thoughts on that exchange, which we'll have to do another podcast for. Yes. But
that's a very interesting conversation. Yeah,
because it can either be the greatest moment in theater or the worst,
or
depending
the
on
worst,
how it's directed.
Exactly.
This is Carousel?
Yeah.
Great.
Is it possible, Mama, for someone to hit you hard and you not feel it at all? Yes, Louise, it is possible for someone to hit you hard, and you not feel it at all.
Yep.
And if it's the right two actors, you're like, oh my god, it's hard.
This is not a good show to show children.
Yes.
It's one of the two.
So go see Carousel.
I love it.
So yeah, go see it. I should probably see it for the first time. Here we go.
All right. Okay. This show was written based on a book by Victor Hugo. Les Mis to Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah.
Well done.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Andrew? All right.
I hope you pick the winner takes it all.
Winner takes it all right now.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's not in there.
Grande.
This is a show about Jesus and some people, and you have to audition with a lot of sketches and...
Age of Aquarius.
Godspell?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
From what I've heard from that Godspell revival experience from the audition was like, I didn't go in for it, but apparently it was a lot of sketches people had to write for. I think you had to do a full SNL sketch packet in your audition.
For
Godspell.
Because the point is that you're playing yourself but a character, so I wonder if they have to come in with full characters.
Yeah, full preambles.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're like, what's your Hillary Clinton doing the Book of Genesis?
Supposed to, like, be a sketch, basically.
Yeah. All right, Kimberly.
And the winner will take it all tonight, and who's winning so far? We don't know.
Frankie Grande is winning.
Frankie Grande is winning. And we're all losing.
We'll give him a tote bag if he pulls it out.
I'm going to let him option up. Or not go at all. Great, my turn.
He ended
or just option.
Surprised by an A, ladies and gentlemen. No one wants to be surprised by an A.
Let's all fall back in our chairs.
When they, next year, when they say, like, what's your favorite BroadwayCon moment? It's going to be sitting here with you guys while Frankie Grande pauses and thinks about it. And then maybe, no, what? Yes, I'll do it.
Oh, God, okay, here's mine.
All right.
He is a street rat who meets a genie.
It's Aladdin.
Then he is Prince Ali meets Jasmine.
Oh, Frank Mills.
Jasmine.
Frank Mills.
No, but close.
Da 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 da.
They go on a magic carpet ride so high.
Oh, Assassins.
Unworthy of Your Love.
Yes.
Oh, that was a good
one. I like
one.
How I said Frank Mills. You're like, close.
Similar.
30 years
Wait,
apart.
But were they both Annie Golden?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's totally what. Yep. Well done. Well done. Annie Golden did hair and did.
Yeah, she was
Assassins.
A Frank Mills. What, Chrissy?
She was Chrissy.
Chrissy
yeah.
and hair.
Shout out to Annie Golden.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
So, Andrew, what's your favorite thing about BroadwayCon?
I love the pure randomness of a situation. Quite frankly, what we're happening right now, which is that I'm sitting here with you guys who are friends of mine, while doing your thing you guys created, not in May, you know. Now we're here at BroadwayCon messing around while Frankie Grande sings The Winner Takes It All. And I think that kind of symbolizes to me the thing about BroadwayCon that I love the most, which is that there's so many different things that contribute to the community, and you can just create it yourself and then be part of it. So, yeah. I mean, nothing will be as amazing to me as what I saw today, which was a full-blown Project Runway unconventional challenge playbill dress.
Yes, I love her.
I love the unconventional challenge.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is. Anything but fabric challenge.
Yeah, like, I think I...
There's
some modulation happening.
There was a modulation and some harmony.
Oh, and a song change.
Oh, wait, guys.
This is...
I'm sorry. Don't stop believing.
Incredibly appropriate for our last interview of BroadwayCon. Our Sopranos exit music. So Meadow is parking the car outside, trying to power a little park. We're eating at the diner. And any final BroadwayCon words you'd like to say to our listeners?
come next year.
Yeah.
It's way cooler than you might think it is. Like, yeah. It's cooler than you think it is.
The community that is built here is truly amazing. You have such a cross-section of Broadway fans, and it's the most inclusive place I've ever been.
Yeah,
completely.
I wish this existed when I was in high school, because, like, my weekend thespian convention was always my favorite thing.
Yeah.
If there were people trying to sell me things that were Broadway-related that whole time, I would have been in heaven.
And it's only getting better.
Yeah.
This convention is only getting better, so next year, guys, show up.
It's going to be awesome
next year. We'll have ribbons. I want to win the ribbon thing.
Yeah. All right, take us home, Frankie.
Take us home, Frankie.
Yes.
Well, we always end every episode with a quote. And today's quote is...
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing, folks. BroadwayCon 2017.
Some will win, some will lose. If you're just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Let's raise our glasses, sort of.
Raise our flasks.
And we actually recorded a ton of people saying Zoot-a-bop bump. So we'll do it, and then we'll let them take us out. 1, 2, 3.
Zoot-a-bop bump.
As Shakespeare once said, zoot doo wop bop. Thank you.
Zoot doo wop bop.
Zoot doo wop bop.
Zoot doo wop bop. Zoot doo wop bop.
Doo wop bop bop.
Zoot doo wop bop.
Zoot doo wop bop.
I don't know.
Zoot doo wop bop. I don't know.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.